This is Serge Kahili King, bringing you a program entitled Psychic Skills. And the purpose of this program is to help train you in the development and the use of your psychic skills. And when we say psychic skills, we usually think of the common ones most everybody's familiar with, which is our telepathy and clairvoyance and psychokinesis. And what I'd like to get across, in addition to those, is that there's a whole big range of psychic skills. It's like all the things that we can do physically with our physical senses also have their counterpart in the psychic realm. Now, make it real clear right now, we are going to assume psychic abilities exist. I'm not going to waste any time in this program trying to convince you. We're just going to go right ahead and talk about how to work with them and give you some very specific techniques for doing that. But like I said, we have all the range. So we can sight, we have inner sight. And this is like clairvoyance of various kinds. We have inner hearing, which is usually where we have the words, or telepathy is often in that category. But we have inner sense of touch as well. We can sometimes feel energy and feel objects and close by at a distance, and sometimes with enough energy move those objects. We have even inner smell and inner taste that we can create, and of course the major tool for doing all of this is the imagination. That is the tool for developing psychic skills. We have various aspects to the imagination that we'll talk about, but that is the primary tool for doing it. And oh, just lots of things. There are healing things that can be done. There's sensing things that can be done. There's traveling that can be done. There's identification with and learning, all kinds of things that can be done with psychic skills. And in an active mode where we are doing something, sending is usually it's called, or we're in the passive mode of receiving inputs and insights and inspirations and sensations and things like that. So we'll talk about both of these, but let's give some ideas. We'll work with the specific techniques on the other side of this tape, but let's talk a little bit more about psychic skills in general. We're going to talk about them on the basis of this knowledge that we have from Hawaii, which we call Huna, and sometimes we call it the Aloha philosophy. But this Huna knowledge is a knowledge that is Huna is a word meaning esoteric, and so it's a knowledge about the hidden side of things, the side of, and by hidden I mean that which is the unseen. In fact, the word Huna inside the word itself, in its roots, carries connotations of telepathy, as an example, of sending out thoughts, and of receiving thoughts, and of healing, and of energizing, and all those kinds of things are contained within that simple word, Huna. So we're going to go through these seven concepts and seven ideas and talk some more about the tools. Let's take this first idea, though. This first idea is that the world is what you think it is. Now, operating at this psychic level, we mean that thoughts have the power to shape our reality. The thoughts that we think, that, you know, we're constantly sending out thoughts. And these thoughts are all having an effect on our environment, not just our bodies and not just our own minds, but according to this way of thinking, at this level of thinking, on the actual physical environment itself. The kinds of thoughts that we send out attract certain people, events, and conditions into our lives. The kinds of thoughts we pick up from others and from our environment also influence us. We can send thoughts out, and we can receive thoughts in the form of words. We can send out words and receive words mentally. We can send out images and receive images. We can send out feelings and receive feelings. And we can also get into states of knowing. And there are ways to create a state of knowing in someone else or something else. And in a receiving mode, to have that state of knowing, which is also a psychic skill. And we also have a concept that says there are no limits. And for our purposes here, what's most important about that idea is that the idea that we are connected, there are no limits, there is no real separation between us and the world around us. One of the ancient ideas is that we are connected to the universe by a vast web of, if you like, etheric matter. Sometimes it's called akka. And it's conceived of very often like a web that connects us to everything and to everyone that ever was and ever will be and is. Now, some of those connections are very, very tenuous. That is, they're almost like shadow connections. They don't really have any effect or influence on our life. And there are other connections that are a little stronger and a little stronger, and there's some connections that are so strong they're like cords. Now, what influences the strength of the connection is the amount of shared thoughts, ideas, patterns of thinking and experience that we have. And the other idea that goes, well, let me explain that one first of all. If you and a particular person or an object or a place, if you don't share very much in the way of experience, you're going to have very, very little influence on each other. But the more you share, the stronger the influence. And because it doesn't make any difference in terms of time or space, sometimes you'll go to a place that you've never been in this lifetime and have a strong, powerful emotional reaction. And it could be from the place, or it could be from the people who lived in that place with whom you share certain ideas, concepts, beliefs, experiences. And that's why there's such a strong connection to that place. And other places you'll go to that very little connection, and there'll be other places in this world during your whole lifetime you will never go to, never see, never experience, never think about. And those are the ones that you share very, very little with. So it's this connection through which all of the psychic abilities and skills operate. And we can use this idea of threads and cords and things like that, and it's a useful idea, but we're going to use one that's a little bit more powerful by the time that we get to it. But this first concept I want to get across, okay, that we're connected to everything, that means, in practical terms, that we can influence, and of course be influenced by, but influence is not the same as control. Be very careful. We're not controlling things, and we're not being controlled. I know there's some people have a great fear of that idea, that they can be controlled by another person through that other person's thoughts, and that simply is not so. I will tell you flat out, and I can speak from a great deal of experience, having been trained all my life in the shamanic tradition, having spent 7 years in Africa, a lot of that among some of the most powerful sorcerers in the world, and I can tell you, no one can control you, but they can have a strong influence, okay? But there's a big difference between the two. We can have, the easiest kind of influence to have, however, is a positive one, because people and places and things will respond more strongly, more quickly to that kind of influence. The third concept is that energy flows where attention goes. Applied to psychic skills, what this means is that as soon as you focus your attention on someone or something, you're in active connection with it. So you don't really have to develop, telepathy as if it were something that you didn't have. Because you have it and you're using it all the time. It's only a question of doing it consciously. Anytime you think of a friend, it's like if you can think of that Akka thread, or you can think of a line of light, let's say, between you, almost like a telephone wire, when you think of that person, it's like picking up the phone and dialing the number and getting an active connection. Now, you might not reach their conscious mind, you might only reach their subconscious mind, but nevertheless, as soon as you think of somebody, your connection is activated, where it might be there but inactive, might be strong but inactive when you're not thinking of them. In the same way, sometimes when other people are thinking of you, why, you start feeling a particular way or thinking about them. And it depends what they're sending. And they may be doing it consciously or unconsciously. Most people do it unconsciously, which means they're not aware of doing it, but it goes out anyway. And so you can pick up feelings, remember, not just words, not just images all the time, but sometimes feelings and sometimes sensations of movement and sometimes simply knowing. Okay? Without any words, without any images, without any particular feeling, suddenly you simply know something. And this is the kind of thing that can be transmitted also. So when you want to send something, when you want to get in touch with somebody, all you have to do is think of them. You can use their name, or you can use their image, a memory, or whatever, and you're in touch. Right then, instantly. Time and space makes no difference in this realm. We have a concept that says, now is the moment of power. Right now. That now is the reality, the only reality that counts. We could say it's the only reality that exists, but for practical purposes, we'll say it's the only reality that counts. Okay? Right here in the present moment. That, you know, when we think we are looking into the past, what we're really looking at is memories. When, if you go to a psychic, and that psychic is recounting to you things from your past, they're not looking into the past, they're picking that up from your present memories. In the same way, the future, all the seeds and patterns of the future exist right now in the present. And if somebody is looking in, let's say a psychic is looking into your future, they're not going anywhere. They are picking up your seeds, the patterns that you presently have. And they are feeding that back to you. So they're tuning in to the present. Now, I know this might not agree with what a lot of other psychics and people in this field say, but since we're listening to this tape and listening to this philosophy, I'm giving you this point of view. And you can accept it or not, but I want to be consistent with this point of view out of this Hawaiian tradition. So now is the moment of power. Here is where all the patterns exist. And you can tune into those patterns now. Now, some of those past patterns may change, and some of those future patterns may change. But the changing of them takes place from the present moment. And how you think then in this present moment goes broadcasting out through time and space, backwards and forwards, upside down and inside and out, and has an influence. The more you can do this consciously, the stronger that influence can be. With some other factors that we'll talk about. So the patterns of the past exist in the present. And the patterns of the future exist in their embryonic stage in the present. And they can turn out differently than you expect, but the seeds for all the ways that they turn out exist right now. And that can be tuned into. And enhanced, strengthened, or if you like, change. See, we don't have to accept everything that we pick up about the present, about the future, let's say. So if you pick up something that seems to be negative, a lot of people go into a funk and they get scared and they go into avoidance and all kinds of stuff because they think that once they've picked up something about the future, that's the way it is, flat and fixed. But life is not like that. Life grows and changes as we change. And so if you ever did pick up something negative or frightening or anything like that about the future, that's only because that seed exists here in the present. And what you can do is pull up that seed, pull up that sprout, plant a different one, and change the future. The future is flexible. Very important to understand that. The past is too, but that's not so important for our present purposes. Now we also say that to love is to be happy with. Now what this means here in terms of developing psychic skills is that love, which is that feeling and act of being happy with someone or something, when you have that kind of attitude and feeling about something, that creates the clearest kind of connection. It's a clear connection and it's a positive connection. So, you know, if you were to think, let's say you went on vacation to, someplace like Kauai, and let's say that you took a boat down the North Shore along the Napali coast with all those magnificent cliffs, razor-sharp ridges, beautiful green, lush mountains and red colors in the clay and the lava, black lava, and the deep blue ocean, and you remembered all that. And you would think, wow, that surely was beautiful. When you call that to mind, psychically you send out an influence that enhances and strengthens the beauty of that place every time you recall it. Every time you think of a person with kind thoughts, you have a healing effect. You strengthen those qualities that you think about in a positive way. You do this without even trying to do it. If you begin doing it consciously, of course, your effect is much greater. But love, that happiness of attitude and feeling towards something, is what creates the strongest connection and the most positive one. Now, if you think of somebody with angry thoughts, that that activates the connection too. If you think of somebody with fearful thoughts, that activates the connection too. But not nearly so well, not nearly so clearly, and definitely, of course, not as positively as love does. The love influence psychically is always the strongest. Now, we say that all power comes from within. All the psychic abilities and psychic skills come from within. In other words, you already have them. These are things that you already have. You develop them, yes, the way you develop your muscles. If you didn't have any muscles, you couldn't develop them. You've already got muscles. Well, you already have psychic muscles as well. And you develop those too. But it's not like taking something that you don't have. No one else can grant you something that you didn't have in the first place, psychically. So sometimes people can take us through rituals and which are very, very useful for enabling us, empowering us, which really means whereby it kind of like we use that to give ourselves permission to begin doing something that we didn't believe we could do beforehand. And so it's very, very useful that people can do that for others. But according to this philosophy, they didn't confer anything on you that you didn't already have. If you go training with a coach, that coach can make you into a star. But only if you've got the potential. Can't give you what you don't have. They can cultivate it. They can give you more knowledge about it. They can show you ways and means of making it stronger and more effective. But the power's got to be there. And psychically, the power is there. Because it comes from within, from the same source where everyone gets it. But you have to do something. Some people like to hear and some don't like to hear, but you have to do something called practice or rehearsal in order to really get good at it. And the more you do that, the easier it is. The more power you have, the more effective you are. Now, we say power here, not just saying that it comes from within and you've already got it in potential, but the more you have developed it, the more effective you are. Now, power is two things. Power is confidence, and power is energy. It takes both. It's directed energy. It is not just energy. It's energy that does something. That's directed energy. That's called power. We can also call it influence. The more confidence you have, the more effective you are. The more energy you have, the more effective you are when you direct it confidently. See, those are the two things that have to go together for power. Energy and confidence. Build up a tremendous amount of confidence with a little bit of energy and you can have a strong effect. Build up a tremendous amount of energy with a little bit of confidence and you can have a strong effect. Build up a tremendous amount of confidence and a tremendous amount of energy. You can have an absolutely amazing, miraculous effect. But this is the influence that we can have psychically. And again, I remind you, just remind you, it's still only influence. Now, the last concept here says that, of the seven, says that effectiveness is the measure of truth. And what this means is that you can use whatever techniques help you accomplish what you want, help you develop these skills. I'm going to give you some that are very, very useful and workable and will help you a lot. And if you use them and practice them, you will have your psychic skills very highly developed. But these are certainly not the only techniques that exist. If this is an important area to you, then you'll gather what you can from every source that you can to help you develop the skills. And everything that can help you is worthwhile. Listen, everything that can help you is worthwhile. I didn't necessarily say everything is worthwhile or everything that's taught in this field is worthwhile, but to the degree that you can use it to help you do what you want, it's worthwhile. And so that's finally what you have to judge. But don't think that you have to use only one system or accept or go only by one system or one way of thinking. Use what works for you. That's what this principle or concept really is saying. Use what works for you. Now, there's another concept that we use in a lot of our teaching and training, which is called WIFM. And it's very important in developing psychic skills. In one sense, WIFM means what's in it for me. And the reason this is a psychic kind of perception of the subconscious mind. The conscious mind may or may not think in that way, but the subconscious mind always thinks in that way, and it's the subconscious mind which is receiving the influence. So that if you are sending out an influence, however you're doing it, it's the subconscious mind that receives it and then transmits it or translates it to the body and to the conscious mind. So you've got to reach the subconscious mind, and the way you reach the subconscious mind is with what's in it for me. It's the same way with you. You won't pick up anything from someone else unless your subconscious recognizes that there's a benefit in doing it too. What's in it for me? Same kind of a thing. So you're going to have the greatest effect, greatest influence in using your psychic abilities on people and places and things if you will take the time to think out, hey, where's the benefit for whatever is going to receive the influence. It's almost like what they do, they talk about in the highest type of sales. If you're getting into business and sales, they talk about service. You're going to get the best kind of sales if you can find a way in which your product serves or is useful to the person you're selling to. Well, curiously enough, same thing operates in the psychic realm. You're going to have the greatest amount of influence when what you're sending has a very definite benefit for the person, place, or thing that you're sending it to. Now, it might take some creative thought, but that's where the powerful influence comes. Now, WIFM also stands for the tools that we use psychically, which are the same tools we use physically, but these psychically, we use words. And we generally speak these words silently, directing them to or toward whatever it is we want to influence, or toward whatever we want to be influenced by, which sometimes simply means receiving information about. And we can use these words in a number of different ways. We can use these words in a kind of an affirmative way, saying something like, this is so. Or we can use these words in a kind of a directive way, do this or do that. Give me the information I want, things like that. But we use words like we use words outwardly. Okay? When we're dealing with people or talking about stuff, we simply use them mentally and they have that psychic effect. We use images. Now we use images to project, to send out to someone or something, to influence in a particular way, because the image forms a pattern, almost like an energy pattern, that then has an influence based on what the pattern is. And so we can send pictures of having a good time. We can send, for instance, to somebody who's all agitated, we could send pictures of a calm lake. And that would help calm them down and soothe them. Or for somebody who's lethargic or doesn't have enough energy, we can send pictures of a racetrack. And that will help to pick them up and stimulate them. So images are another way, another tool that we use psychically. We can use feelings. We can build an emotion in ourselves and imagine that emotion being transferred to someone else or some other place. This is very useful, for instance, if you do a lot of public speaking, in which you can generate a nice positive emotion and then spread that around the whole room where you're speaking, and it has a real good influence on the people in the room. Or you can send other kinds of feelings for benefit and help. Or you can pick up feelings that exist in a particular place. And if you don't like them, you can change them. We're going to give you some ways to do that. And then there's movement. Even though we're doing these things psychically, which means primarily mentally, the body is still very important because it influences the mind. And the mind influences the body. They both go back and forth. And so one of the things we sometimes do to enhance the energy or focus of our mind for psychic skills is to use body movement. Sometimes in dance, sometimes in rhythm, sometimes in gestures, sometimes in postures. And all of these can have a strong influence on the mind. So even movement here becomes a very important, you know, thing. You can think of it like sometimes if you're on the telephone, some people at least, will make gestures and with their hands while they're speaking. It helps them focus, it helps get across feeling, even though the person on the other end can't actually see those gestures. It's helping the person who's speaking. Well, a very similar type of thing can happen psychically. So there's the principles and concepts that we're going to work with. There's the subconscious motivation, and there's the tools. Now get ready for the experiences and the techniques on the other side.